Polly cut off her hair in front of the mirror, feeling slightly guilty about not feeling very guilty about doing so. It was supposed to be her crowning glory, and everyone said it was beautiful. But she generally wore it in a net when she was working. She'd always told herself it was wasted on her. Yet she was careful to see that the long golden coils all landed on the small sheet spread out for the purpose. If she would admit to any strong emotion at all at this time, it was sheer annoyance that a haircut was all she needed to pass for a young man. She didn't even need to bind up her bosom, which she'd heard was the normal practice. Nature had seen to it that she barely had any problems in this area. The effect that the scissors had was erratic, but it was no worse than other male haircuts here. It'd do. She did feel cold on the back of her neck, but that was only partly because of the loss of her long hair. It was also because of the stare. The Duchess watched her from above the bed. It was a poor woodcut, hand-colored, mostly in blue and red. It was of a plain, middle-aged woman, whose sagging chin and slightly bulging eyes gave the cynical the feeling that someone had put a large fish in a dress. But the artist had managed to capture something extra in that strange, blank expression. Some pictures had eyes that followed you around the room. This one looked right through you. It was a face you found in every home. In Borogravia, you grew up with the Duchess watching you.